Joining me live from Laramie today is Chad Baldwin, Associate Vice President of Marketing and Communications at the University of Wyoming. Chad, how are you out in Laramie today?
Doing great, Duke. Nice to talk to you.
Absolutely. Appreciate your time. You know, a couple things we can talk about today, Chad. I think we have to start off with the alumni, Josh Allen, and what he's doing in the NFL. It's pretty amazing to think that he's a Wyoming Cowboy, and it just up for discussion for an MVP. I mean, it's amazing. What's it like on the campus and inside the athletic department at UW to have that kind of profile person coming out of UW?
Well, Duke, as you pointed out, I mean, it's really kind of a new experience for us all. I mean, certainly we've got NFL players and professional athletes who've come from the University of Wyoming, but no one who's achieved this level of superstardom and incredible success. And so I think all of our chests are puffed out a little bit, you know, and it's not just here. I think it's across the whole state. And so it's great. It's just been awesome to see. You know, the thing that's so cool is you see it like in, for instance, his Gatorade ad, the reference to that, you know, the University of Wyoming is part of this great story of a guy who wasn't recruited by really anybody, who reached out to 1,000 coaches across the country just trying to get some attention. And, you know, he obviously had great dreams and aspirations. He just needed a chance to prove himself. And guess where he got that chance? Right here at the University of Wyoming. And so, and then, of course, he's taken advantage of all those opportunities and worked his butt off and gotten really, really good. I mean, historically good. And but, you know, it's a lesson, really, and it's something he's sort of the quintessential UW story. Maybe you're kind of unheralded. Maybe you're not really, you know, recruited by the big schools, and this could be in any field. But you know, you've got some skills and you just want a chance to prove yourself. And you know what? UW is a place where underdogs come to shine.
Yeah.
And that's Josh really illustrates that.
It is such a cool story. And for UW to be part of that. And every time a news organization or somebody talks about a story and talks about going to UW, or when he's on the field in Buffalo during warmups wearing the UW hat, I mean, that's just the publicity that comes from that, the benefits to the University of Wyoming. It's pretty amazing.
Absolutely. You know, we're looking for ways to try to kind of capitalize on that. I mean, it's like I said, this is mostly a credit to him, but his story is inextricably tied to UW's story. And so it does help us a lot, and it has potential to lift us even higher.
Well, let's see if he can get that MVP and a Super Bowl win. You know, I mean, how hard is it? Let's just see if he can get it done.
Well, that's the way I look at it. You know, it's like for UW, it's sort of, right now, it's definitely a single. It's definitely a base hit, even if he doesn't win MVP or get the Super Bowl. If he gets the Super Bowl and wins MVP, man, we had a grand slam home run here.
Absolutely. So. Absolutely.
The change, you know, sport metaphors there.
Yeah, of course. Chad Baldwin this morning, his monthly report from the University of Wyoming. Well, Chad, a couple of items. This is something we had talked about a couple months ago, the UW's new Ranch Management and Agricultural Leadership program, and it sounds like a seminar series about to kick off. Registration is open. Tell us more about this.
Yeah, so part of this program, we do have this new degree program for students to get a bachelor's degree in ranch management and agricultural leadership. But along with that, we're doing seminars around the state. And the idea is to try to help not just the students in the program connect with the industry, but then, you know, help people in the industry and that sort of thing. And so we do have this we did it last year. I think for the first time, we have a new seminar series that starts on February 6th. We're not going to be in your neck. Exactly in your neck of the woods, Duke, but we're going to be at Riverton and Evanston, Powell, and Laramie, where these are going to take place. And it's, you know, the first one is actually really interesting because it's by James Owen, who's the guy who wrote the Cowboy Ethics book that we all know and kind of love about the Code of the West. He'll be talking, and that one will be in Riverton on February 6th. So you can actually participate remotely as well, and so you don't actually have to go in person.
Excellent. Sounds like a great opportunity for those interested in joining this new management and ranch management and agricultural program and degree option at the University of Wyoming. We did have some more info on there on that on our website at svinews.com. Our listeners can hop there and find that. Speaking with Chad Baldwin this morning from UW, also sounds like some growth in the music department at the on the campus of UW. Chad?
Yeah, so we're always looking, Duke, to make sure that our degrees give students an opportunity for a job. I mean, and maybe music isn't one where you always think about that, right? You get a degree in music. Maybe, you know, it's the opportunity to make a living as a performer is pretty limited. And so, you know, some people, you know, it's not necessarily a career builder. But we do have a new program now. It's in music industry studies, and it's basically to help people get in the recording industry. You learn about the studio business. There's courses in songwriting, it's about music production, and to help people, you know, make it into, you know, like maybe be a studio engineer or that sort of thing. So anyway, just in addition to our array of, we've got great music programs, both instrumental and vocal, of course, theater and that kind of thing too. But just another thing to say, hey, we're focused on getting you the skills and experiences that you need to get a job once you leave UW.
Chad, another item, of course, we know how important natural resources are, and especially the mining industry in the state of Wyoming. And it sounds like Wyoming School of Energy Resources is going to receive a nice chunk of funds from the U.S. Department of Energy to do some work there, right?
Yeah, basically, UW and our School of Energy Resources is one now of a national leader in the area of critical mineral and rare earths. And there's been a lot of headlines about that, you know, how it's a priority for our country, really, regardless of the presidential administration, that we develop our own sources of these critical materials that are needed for things like lithium batteries and a lot of the electronics, vehicles production, these rare earth elements. We have some of them in Wyoming, and they're looking at, you know, companies looking at how we can perhaps mine and process them here in the state. Basically, SCR now is one of the institutions picked by the Department of Energy to lead this as it's led across the country. Now, Wyoming is actually kind of divided up into some different districts, but we are in charge of the Great Plains and the Interior Highlands, which is made up of 10 states and 4 basins to really essentially identify the potential for production of these critical minerals.
That's Chad Baldwin, Associate Vice President of Marketing and Communications at the University of Wyoming. Chad, appreciate the updates, a monthly report. Anything else we missed that you'd like to mention today?
No, I don't think so, Duke. I've got students coming back next week for the start of the spring semester. Very excited. And yes, winter did arrive in Laramie. And so I don't think we have as much snow as you guys, but we got plenty.
Well, it's a normal Western Wyoming winter over here. So, Chad, we appreciate your time. We'll touch base again next month. Thank you.